The Selfish Path to Romance. Download Chapter 1 for free at drkenner.com.
Here's one woman who's seriously struggling. She asked me, will I ever be happy again, and will I find the love of my life? Hello, Dr. Kenner. My name is Shara. I'm 27 years old. I'm a single mom. I'm in a wheelchair. I fell 6 stories off a building several years ago, and I am always sad. So you can visualize that. She's got a little one running around. She's a single mom, and she's in a wheelchair, and she's always feeling sad. And she reaches out. She says, I don't know how to be happy again. I had a rough childhood. I was raped several times, starting at the age of 12. By my uncles, by a stranger, and by a friend of the family. I was beaten by an ex. That's a tough life. I've been suicidal since college, and I have a 2-year-old daughter now. I don't understand why all these things have happened to me. My question is, will I ever be happy again? And will I find the love of my life? Shara. Well, sitting in a wheelchair at home, not doing anything, and just thinking negative thoughts, the answer would be no. Those type of questions, will I ever be happy again? Your subconscious will kick up the answer, no, this is it, this is your life. Will I ever find the love of your life? No, honey, you'll never find that either. And so when you ask those types of questions and you're just sitting at home, not taking any productive action, then it does feel like it's totally dismal and like, what's the use of living? What's the use of going on? You can have suicidal thoughts. Why bother trying? Who gives a damn? How can I change? Who would notice? Why should I prolong my suffering? Those are the types of questions that people ask themselves when they get in that type of a funk. Now, I've got a lot of empathy for you because you've been traumatized. You didn't grow up in a household where the norm for you was that good things happen. You can achieve your goals. You can take ballet lessons. You can learn math and do well in school. You have good relationships with parents. Maybe they have fun birthday parties. I don't mean elaborate ones where they spend a lot of money and give you a limo for your little party. I think those are very damaging for kids. I mean just joyous ones with the people who are most important to you. You didn't have that wonderful constellation of wonderful childhood experiences for yourself. So my guess is that you drew some profoundly, meaning very deep, negative views about yourself, the world, and others. I'm damaged goods, I'm trash, others are scary, abusive, the world is not open to my happiness, other people seem to be happy, singing songs, but not me, and my future is boring, it's bleak, it's empty, I'm wheelchair bound. And so it's not surprising that people have suicidal thoughts when they're in that situation. And I even wondered if when you said that you fell six stories off a building, if that wasn't a suicide attempt. Now, it may not have been. I don't know the details, but it may have been a suicide attempt. So what you need is new fundamental premises, profoundly much better premises, but you can't fake them. You can't say, oh, I'm going to wake up, I'm going to be happy every day, I'm going to like myself, and I will trust other people, and the world is open to my achieving my values, and my future is exciting. You can't just impose those on what's there, because the other premises, the other ideas that you have, came there for a reason. There are causes for them. You went through some serious trauma. So I suggest therapy. I suggest...
Hey, I got to interrupt this because we've got to pay some bills. 30 seconds, that's it. A very quick ad and then Alan will be back.
Romance. I wish I knew more about what girls want from a relationship. Boy, I wish I knew more about what I want. Where's that ad I saw? Here it is. The Selfish Path to Romance, a serious romance guidebook. Download Chapter 1 for free at selfishromance.com and buy it at amazon.com. Huh. The Selfish Path to Romance. That is interesting.
You went through some serious trauma, so I suggest therapy. I suggest getting yourself a book Choosing to Live, How to Defeat Suicide Through Cognitive Therapy, and Using This in Therapy. The authors are Thomas Ellis and Corey Newman. It's at my website, drkenner.com, drkenner.com. And you want to start asking better questions, not will I ever be happy again, will I find the love of my life, but what will make me happy today? How can I earn my self-respect, my self-esteem? Look to your values. Look at yourself. Can you take better care of yourself? Can you exercise a little more? Even though you're in a wheelchair, is there something you can do to take better care of yourself? How about employment? Just because you're in a wheelchair doesn't mean you can't work. Now, maybe you are working. Can you do better at your job? Can you find even a better job if you're in a bad situation, a job you don't like? Try to find something productive, because just sitting in a wheelchair or on disability or something is not a life. So don't sell for the disability money. Don't sell away your opportunities to have a career for yourself. Try to find something productive. With your daughter, she's 2 years old, get the book How to Talk So Kids Will Listen and Listen So Kids Will Talk on my website again, drkenner.com, drkenner.com, and learn how to become proud of being a mom. You want to be able to milk the values in your life. Look for friends. Join a group with people who are wheelchair bound too. Not the ones that play victim, but the ones who are more animated, who learn how to enjoy their own lives, to make the most of it. Good role models for yourself. And in terms of suicide, from the book Choosing to Live, they say death is the people will say, well, at least there's one thing I can do to succeed. I can just kill myself and then it will all end. And they say that's not success. That's actually failure. That death is the ultimate failure and the ultimate way to be out of control. The ultimate way. So that's not the route to go for yourself. You want to figure out how to put your life back together. And even if someone's listening and you're not in a wheelchair, but your life feels like it's in shambles, deal with the abuse, deal with the fact that you want to figure out what you like about yourself, what you might love about yourself, and focus on that rather than drawing a conclusion from your childhood of what your parents thought of you or how others treated you as your identity. That's not your identity.
And here's a little more from Dr. Kenner.
The Lord didn't make the sun until the fourth day.
That is correct.
That first day, well, what do you think? It was 24 hours long?
The Bible says it was a day.
Well, it was no sun. How do you know how long it was?
The Bible says it was a day.
Well, was it a normal day, a literal day, 24-hour day?
I don't know.
What do you think?
I do not think about things I do not think about.
Notice when, that's from Inherit the Wind, when anybody holds an irrational idea, meaning one that you can't connect with reality, when you hold irrational ideas, then you're put in the corner in your own mind of, I can't think about this, I can't make sense of it, I just have to accept it on what? What's the word? On faith. And faith is the belief in something for which there's no evidence or proof or there's contradictory evidence. You know, the whole thing the whole issue boils down to, do you want to trust your own mind? Look for evidence. Use your mind in a way where it connects with reality. Or do you want to partly do that? None of us can avoid it. We need to cross the street. We need to be able to look when we cross the street. But there'll be some areas in your mind that are compartmentalized that you don't want to think about, that maybe they're complicated ideas, or maybe you just don't want to think about them. You want to take the easy route in life. You want to evade, push stuff out of awareness that either you don't want to think about because you may feel guilty, you may feel some emotions that will well up. If you truly want your own life and your own happiness, then your modus operandi is to think, not to be afraid of thinking about anything. And if things are irrational, you don't believe in them. You don't ever take that leap of faith because it's a leap off a psychological cliff.
For more Dr. Kenner podcast, go to drkenner.com and please listen to this ad. Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance by Drs. Kenner and Locke.
How do you increase the playfulness and joy in your sexual life and keep it from becoming stale? Think of new and creative ways to share sexual pleasure with one another. Creativity isn't something that should be used only in business or home decorating. Use it in sex and keep the enjoyment alive over the years. Spend pleasurable time finding out what excites you and your partner. A word of caution. Some women might feel unduly pressured if they know that their partner is engaged in these preliminaries, for example, going out to a romantic restaurant, giving her a relaxing massage with the sole goal of having sex afterwards. If she feels this type of pressure, she needs to suggest that these preliminaries might sometimes be done as pleasures in themselves, with no definite expectation of sex.
Download Chapter 1 for free at drkenner.com and buy it at amazon.com.